welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for July 8th comes from Joshua 10. In Joshua 9, Israel fails to ask God before entering into a covenant with the Gibeonites. This is a serious breach in their obedience to Yahweh's commandments, and in today's reading we find that Israel's actions bring severe consequences, but that Yahweh nevertheless redeems Israel's sin for his own glory. In the geopolitical landscape of Joshua's day, Israel does not yet possess the city of Jerusalem. In fact, Adonai Tzedek, the king of Jerusalem, identifies Israel as his enemy. When Adonai Tzedek discovers that the mighty city of Gibeon had made a covenant with Israel, he fears that his options are running out to protect himself from the Israelites and their god Yahweh, according to Joshua 10 verses 1 through 2. So, Adonai Tzedek forms an alliance with the other major kings of southern Canaan, and those five kings gather their armies together against Gibeon in Joshua 10 verses 3 through 5. Gibeon immediately sends to Israel, pleading for their assistance in the battle. Now, this was a conflict that Israel had no business involving themselves in, except for the fact that they had sworn a covenant with Gibeon. So, to honor their agreement, Israel marches up against the five Amorite kings through the night. Through their entire march, Israel had to be wondering whether Yahweh would fight for them when they arrived. They were fulfilling obligations from a sinful, foolish mistake they had made. So would Yahweh protect them? Or would he turn them over to their own strength, such that they would have to fight the armies of five kings after a sleepless night of marching? Mercifully, Yahweh does fight for his people. Yahweh throws the armies of the Amorite kings into a panic, and he sends large hailstones from heaven, killing more of Israel's enemies than Israel killed with the sword, in Joshua 10 verses 10 through 11. Finally, when the sun starts to set, which would have allowed some of the Amorites to escape, Yahweh keeps the sun up for an entire additional day in Joshua 10 verses 12 through 14. But something else comes out of this. Since the five largest armies of southern Canaan were destroyed all at once in this single battle, the rest of southern Canaan was wide open for Israel to conquer. So, in Joshua 10, verses 29 through 43, we read that the Israelites destroyed each defenseless city whose armies had just been defeated. Lachish, Eglon, Hebron, along with a couple other smaller cities like Gezer and Debir. Yahweh, in other words, used Israel's sin to expedite the conquering of the Promised Land by defeating all of those armies at once. Because Yahweh is able to use even our sin for his own glory. Obedience is always better, but our God is powerful enough to use our shame and our scars for building the kingdom of Jesus Christ on this earth. How have you seen God using your sinful past for his own glory? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.